This is Jennifer Stawinski. Today is January 6th and it's 10:05 a.m. I'm interviewing Judy Gieschken at Hare House for the Sophomore English Honors Program. What do you remember about cheerleading as a high schooler?
It being a social part of my life, probably. That I probably enjoyed the most because that was the only thing we had in our high school, being a small school. It's hard to compare with, you know, the big school. But that was the only social outing we really had.
Did cheerleaders have a status then that people, like, looked up to them?
I think so. Just like any, you know, I think that's always, no matter what group it is, it's always a status group. Like the basketball players were the big jocks, you know, the cheerleaders were always more important than the girls who weren't cheerleaders.
Did they have stereotypes?
What do you mean by stereotypes? I mean,
like, they have stereotypes like the dumb jocks and the snobby cheerleaders, and did they have
that? Not that I can remember. There may have been a little bit, but I don't remember that being that way. And again, it's a small school, and as a small school, it was like one big family. I mean, you knew kids from seniors to freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I graduated with a really small group, which was only 16 when we graduated. So, and that was a little abnormal too. That was quite small at the time. Most of them were maybe 25 kids in a class, which still is real small compared to what you guys are used to. But I'm sure there was some, but not like there is nowadays, I don't think. I think there's more now that I see.
What were the special duties of the cheerleaders?
All we did was follow the guys around to the games, you know, and cheered. Keep the kids' spirits up, you know, try to get people to come to games and that type of thing. But cheerleading was so different than it is now. It wasn't as time-consuming as it is now.
Did the captain have any special duties? Did you have a captain? Did she have special duties?
I don't remember having a captain. I think we all worked together. And we may have. You're talking a few years back here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember having a captain. I think we just all worked together. We all, I can remember just kind of getting together and doing some brainstorming as to what kind of a cheer we want to do, coming up with new phrases and new things like that.
Okay. What kind of activities were held at pep assemblies?
Our pep assemblies were basically probably 15, 20 minutes, and we might have done one cheer, and the captain of the basketball team might have come out and talked about who we were playing with and what was, you know, what was going on, what our scores were at the time, you know. And of course, I'm sure Sister Peter had to say something. She was our principal. But that was about it. They weren't, you know, it was just maybe one good cheer just to get them going and excited, and it was always that Friday before the game.
Today cheerleaders have an athletic code that says they will not drink and smoke and all that kind of stuff. Did you have an athletic code then?
Not that I can remember. I don't think drinking and smoking, I'm not saying it didn't happen, it definitely did. We had that too. I don't think maybe it was as heavy as it is now, or maybe we just are more aware of it now. I'm not sure what. Of course, if they got caught drinking, which the girls, I don't think at that time were as outgoing as the guys. I can remember a few guys getting caught drinking and were kicked off the team. Some of the guys in our class were kicked right out of school because of drinking before going to a game, man gave us a real scare, passed out on us on the bus, and were sent to emergency, you know, and everybody was in a panic, not knowing they had been drinking beforehand. But, you know, so it did happen. But I don't think it was so bad that there was rules, and, you know, if you, well, although I can remember the guys, they could not smoke. If they got caught smoking, they were off the team. That was the guys now. Cheerleaders, I don't know that we had that, because I don't think the girls did as much as the guys did then. We weren't liberated yet. If we did, it was always, you know, back in a corner where we definitely weren't going to get caught. You're not talking to a Stone Age person, but things have changed over the years.
Did what type of athletic ability did cheerleading require?
Again, I don't think there were, you know, we tried out, and the school as a whole chose cheerleaders. We tried out in front of the whole assembly of the school. And that's how we were chosen. The teachers, I'm sure, had some say into it too, but it was the whole school's assembly that chose the cheerleaders. And so chances are, probably more than ability was popularity, maybe, I don't know. You know, I'm sure ability had something to do with it. They didn't want girls out there who couldn't cheer either, but it was the assembly that chose us.
What type of tryouts did you have? What did you have to do as well?
All we had to do was maybe one or two cheers. You know, we got up in front and did a cheer.
Did you do it as individuals, or
individuals,
as a group? Do you think any of your making the squad was based on, like, grades? Did you have to keep up a certain grade point average?
We always had to keep up. Once we were elected, I don't know that our grades were taken into consideration once we were to be chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Once we were chosen, before every game, we did have a little slip, and this I remember because I wasn't one of the best students in school, and I sweated it out every game. But before every game, we had to have it signed by at least three teachers saying that we were above a C level. We always had to be above a C level. And if we weren't, we just didn't cheer that night. Which didn't usually happen. I think most of us always worked to make sure, because it was kind of hard to cheer with one short.
But
it, you know, I'm sure it did one time or another. There's always that possibility.
What kinds of practices were held? You know, how long were they?
Practices were, we got together at one girl's or another girl's house. It might have lasted an hour, two at the most probably. Sometimes on Saturday, because that was when we had the most time to practice. It might have been once a week. It wasn't practices. And I don't know how much practicing we did actually before. Like I say, we only had basketball. Now you girls,
you have football.
You're a cheerleader for all the sports, right? So we only had the one season, and we would get elected at the first part of the school year. We'd practice until basketball started, which was usually in November, and I don't know how much practicing we did during. I don't think we probably practiced at all during the basketball season. We got ready for it, and that was it. When it was over, it was done. You know, and the cheers we did were so simple compared to what the girls do now. I don't know that I could have been a cheerleader now because of the athletic ability that I see the girls having.
Did you have set coaches or?
No. No. We never had a coach for cheerleading. Like I say, it was just a group that got together, and we did our own brainstorming, and we would, well, you probably do too, though, varsity and junior varsity cheerleaders. And so we always looked up to the varsity cheerleaders to show the junior varsity what to do. And then as varsity, we kind of helped the JV team. But there was no coaches. It was just kind of something that was passed along, and it just didn't get as involved in the thing as it is today.
Did you have freshman cheerleaders?
No, just JV and varsity. The freshman cheerleaders would have been on the JV squad.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been freshman and sophomore on the JV squad and junior and senior on the varsity squad.
Okay. Do you remember anything about the types of uniforms you wore?
Oh, yeah. The very first uniform I ever wore was a corduroy jumper with a white cotton blouse. So you know we didn't use much athletic ability because there wouldn't have been enough give,
mm-hmm.
you know, to what you girls do today. And then I had a short, I say short, it was above the knees, culotte type thing that was white with a white sweater. I'm trying to think, is there something in between that? I got a cheater book. I just happened to think of that this morning. I got this sitting here. I think there's some pictures in there. And that was the white. That probably was a... Oh, there's the, I didn't realize I had the corduroy. Okay, that's probably, those are the two pictures. This is the corduroy suit that we wore.
Mm-hmm.
It was a jumper. You can see the white long sleeves, which doesn't give you a whole lot of, and then this was the other uniform. This probably was the varsity uniform. That was probably the JV. I don't really remember distinctively. This was varsity, I'm sure, because I remember going, at the time, purple was not a color to be found.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and searched all over Saginaw looking for purple socks, and I can remember us getting together to dye these socks because we couldn't find purple. But a lot different than they are today.
Yeah. Did you go to competitions for cheerleading?
Nope, they never had any such thing that I know of. I don't think they did. They might have, but that I can remember there was never such a thing.
Mounts and stunts today, you know, are getting,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're sometimes dangerous. And did you do mounts?
No. I don't remember, again, I don't really remember anybody ever doing mounts. The big thing that I can remember as a cheerleader was who could jump the highest. You know, if you could jump high with your legs spread, but when I see the girls now touching their toes with their legs spread, that was something we never thought of. So, you know, like I say, we were really simple compared to the cheerleaders today. We'd be laughed off the stage today.
Did you do any kind of gymnastics or anything, like incorporated in the cheers?
Probably the most we ever did was cartwheels that I can think of. Some of the girls might have done a back bend. It wasn't me, I know that.
The squad members, you know, coming from a small school,
mm-hmm.
they're probably close friends and stuff. Did they do stuff a lot together, besides games and going to school, you know?
It's hard to say again because we were so small. I think we always, not just the squad members, but everybody in the school did things together. You know, I think I had, when I think of school, I had my friends, my favorite friends or my best friends, but my whole class was a group. When we did something together, everybody in class was invited. I don't remember anybody ever being left out, but that's a small school. It's a big difference. We were more like a family. And, of course, you had different classes as cheerleaders, and I don't remember really doing things with the older girls or the younger girls, but, you know, we were always, I don't know, we were, as a class, one big group. And now you went to Our Lady, didn't you, for grade school? Didn't you find that
mm-hmm.
more because it was so small that everybody in the class was one group?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think just because it is so small, you don't leave anybody out just because there wouldn't be anybody else to be her friend, and you've got to, you know, I think it's just a whole different situation. In a big school, it's easy to leave somebody out because you figure there's so many people, somebody's bound to pick up on the person you happen to leave out.
So you went to Our Lady all through
mm-hmm.
high school?
Mm-hmm.
What years was that?
Now you're getting technical. Well, I graduated in 63, and I started first grade at Our Lady. They didn't have kindergarten at that time. So I guess backtrack 12 years from 1963. So.
You said that the whole school or the assemblies picked the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. So did the number vary from year to year of the cheerleaders, or was there a set number that could be picked?
No, there was a set number of cheerleaders, and I don't even remember now offhand how many we did have. There was a set number. There was always just a certain amount. And that was hard because it was a small school. I think there probably was a lot of rivalry as far as that goes. I'm not, you know, I try to make it sound like it was a goody-goody school. It really wasn't. There was rivalry, I think, in that respect. The girls who really wanted to be cheerleaders, and there's always those who don't get into that because they don't like being in front of people or whatever their reason. But the ones who really wanted to, it was really crushing if they didn't make it because mm-hmm. there was so few of us, and it might have only been two or three that might have been left out. And that I think that's hard. If it was a larger group, you don't feel quite so bad, but when there's maybe only you or maybe a couple more that didn't make it, it's harder to accept, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did you use megaphones or pom-poms or anything like that in your cheers?
The megaphone we didn't use only to get them going, you know, that we used as a sideline cheer, more or less, not in a special cheer that we went out once the guys were off the floor. Pom-poms we used. And megaphones were just a few. We never each had our own megaphone. It was just always a couple around that we carried to the games.
Were the cheerleaders in charge of making posters and banners and signs? And
yeah. Again, I suppose you would say that that's was one of our duties, to encourage the kids, you know, get the signs up, let them know what games are coming up, where we're going, if they're home, if they're away. If it's a home game, we always had a dance after our home games, you know, and we probably promoted most of that too, you know, with the signs, you know, about the dances, because we didn't have a whole lot more than, probably not much more than you guys have to do today, mm-hmm. but... But that was our big thing, was always the dance after the games. There was always a dance after the game. I don't know if they still have, I know they have certain dances.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have them after every game. Do they?
Not after every. They have them every once in a while. On Friday nights.
And now, okay, I take that back. If we played through the week, and I don't remember if we did play two games a week, but our Friday night games, mm-hmm. our home games were always a dance after. We always knew if there was a home game, there was a dance. And that was held at Pete Center because, of course, Our Lady didn't have any place for a dance. We didn't have a gymnasium. We played at the Chesney School. So we didn't have a gym.
Did you do any kind of cheers or chants or dancing or anything to music?
Not a whole lot that I can remember. Again, there probably might have been some little music, you know. I don't think there was a lot. Chants, we always, you know, had our regular things to keep the kids' spirits up while the guys were playing, our sideline cheers, you know, mm-hmm. that included more chanting type things.
Did you get a lot of crowd response?
Yeah. I think what I can remember, and of course I have, like I say, I haven't gone to basketball games, so I don't know what the basketball games are like nowadays, but the football games that I've gone to, I see people sitting there, and I like to cheer because, of course, I think it goes back to, you like to do those childhood things, you still want to be young or whatever the reason, and I always felt almost funny cheering because everybody sits there like a bump on a log. They mm-hmm. don't cheer too much. You might have your little group, I noticed, in front. And this is football. Like I say, I haven't gone to your basketball games. But I think we could have blasted some of these out. because our kids all cheered when we got to games, and we were inside too, which makes a difference. I'm sure you can hear more inside, but everybody in the audience, the guys, the girls, everybody participated in cheers. You know, I think they were all, again, I think it's back to being in a small school. It was one big family. Everybody knew everybody, and you just, what one did, I mean, you know, if you got it started, everybody did it.
Did you have a school fight song?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything, like now they have a special little dance cheer that goes with school fight song. Did you have anything like that?
I don't think so, no. We would sing the fight song, but it wasn't as a cheer, you know, it was just a song. We would get it started, we'd stand in front of the crowd to get it started and stuff, and we might make a few hand motions or something. But
did you have like a pop band that went to the games and stuff like
band?
That?
Band?
Yeah.
Instrumental band?
Yeah.
No.
It was like a pop band.
No, we never had any, because it was a small school, so we didn't have those opportunities, and that's where, as much as I like the small school environment, I always wished, because I wasn't a good student, and because of the school being so small, they had, in high school anyhow, they had to offer college prep courses, which now college is a must for everybody almost. At that time, it wasn't such a big deal, and a lot of the girls didn't go to college. But they had to offer those classes for the kids who were going to college because they had to have them, and they didn't have enough teachers or enough time or room to offer anything else. So cheerleading probably kept me interested in school. If it wasn't for my cheerleading, I might have lost a whole lot of interest and not been the student I was, because I had to keep my grades up, because there wasn't anything that I could get really excited about. We didn't have band, or we did have secretary classes, which I enjoyed probably the most in school. But when it comes to English and history and all that, that wasn't a big thing with me. I couldn't get, and Latin wasn't a favorite language I wanted to learn. But I forgot the question, what we were getting to there. Oh, the band thing, that kind of threw me, because no, no music in school. No extra things like that.
So really all you had for extracurricular was like basketball and cheerleading?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any clubs?
There was clubs, and let me think. Oh, golly, gotta wrap my brain here. We had, first class officers. I'm trying to think what was the one club that there was. And it was a school. We had our school club, and then there was a club for the whole town at one time. Again, I think, just like nowadays, they tried to get kids involved in things. CYC, I can remember, which was Chess and Youth Club, maybe. CYC. And that was a new organization, but that was for all the kids in town. And it was to try to promote different things to do and places to go. I don't think we went quite as much as what the kids do now as far as out of town. We weren't, again, things just keep getting up. Kids do more nowadays than we did years ago, and I'm sure we did more than our parents did. It's just the way life is. And so I don't think we were allowed to go out of town as much as kids are today. I mean, today kids just think nothing of get in the car, and they don't stick around town. And there's nothing to stick around town for. We went up and down the boulevard 100 times. I can remember one time my dad, of course, I didn't get the car very often, only on Sundays, because good girls didn't take the car after dark, so I could only have it Sunday afternoon. And I, honest to God, did not leave town. And I got back home, and unbeknownst to me, he had checked the mileage and said, "Where have you been? You put 70 miles on this car." And we did nothing but back and forth, up and down the boulevard. And of course, at that time, we could turn on the boulevard. And you'd go down to the bridge, turn around, come back, and you turn on the boulevard. And that's as far as we went. Nowadays, I know they go all the way as far as Horger's there, and that's the big turn now. But I mean, it's basically the same. I don't think they do it as much as we did, because that was our only only thing to do.
How many games approximately did you play for a season? You said you started in November.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, Jennifer, on that, how many games we did play. We started in November, and we probably went through till February or March, what I can remember. And I only remember starting in November because we always, to start the season off, had a big bonfire. And it was always just before Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving. It was always around that time of the year. That's why I remember even starting in November. We always had a huge bonfire, and that started the season off with cheers around, you know, that was how we got going.
Do you remember any of the chants or cheers?
I had a feeling you were going to ask me that. I knew I should have got up in the attic. I should, because they were very simple compared to probably what you girls do today. Right offhand, I can't say that I do. That was a lot of years ago. I can still sing Our Lady's Fight song. I do know that.
How long was a cheer?
A cheer probably didn't last more than a minute, minute and a half. They weren't as extensive as they are today. Like I say, very simple, straight lines, maybe a T line, a V. That was a big thing. Boy, if we could do a V, you know, that was real neat.
When you did chants, did you? I'm sure you repeated them a couple times.
Yeah.
Is that?
And like I say, our chants were to get the crowd going, getting them aroused. You know, take that ball away. That was our big chant. You know, that was probably, you know, we would sit there, and it was always a matter of clapping your hands and stomping your feet. The most noise you could make was always, you know, and that's why I say I think we could probably blow away what the audience does now for the cheerleaders, because I feel the cheerleaders are out there cheering and nobody's paying any attention to them. In most, what I've seen at the football games now, indoors it may be altogether different. But I see, you know, kids, I feel the football games I've seen, the kids were there to meet with their buddies, and it was a place to go and meet and run down here and see this one or run over there and see that one, and they weren't even paying attention to the game. I think what I've seen at these games, half the kids, and I'm not saying all of them, there was, I'm sure, a lot of them who are interested in the game, but half of them couldn't tell you who had the ball at the moment or what the score was. I think it was just some place to go, some place for them to be, where, and again, it's a small school, you know. There probably was one or two or three or four that did the same thing at our games, but it wasn't as noticeable probably, because it was so small that the majority of the kids were busy cheering and watching the game and getting excited about it. And of course a small gym, which we had, we didn't, I'm trying to think if we ever used the high school gym that they have today. The high school was built there at that time, but the gym we used, I think that I can remember, was the junior high gym, which you probably don't even remember the junior high school now, and that was a small gym. So, and everything echoed. I'm sure that made it sound maybe even louder than it really was.
The parents get in, support, and cheer at the games?
We had a lot of good parent response, probably between the basketball players, the way it is maybe today, the basketball players and the cheerleaders.
You said you did just the simpler jumps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have any specific names then?
Mm-mm. No. A jump.
Did you have a bunch of different kinds, or just like maybe one or two? Or?
There wasn't too many different kinds. In fact, probably just the one jump. Like I say, that was, you know, always the end of a cheer was a good jump, and it was always, you know, that was probably the thing we strive for the most, to see how high we could jump.
Did you just do them at the end of cheers, or did you do them like on the sidelines when you were watching the game?
Once in a while on the sidelines. Basically, though, I think just for cheers. On the sidelines was just a matter of getting your hands together and the chants. I can think of two jumps now, because you could do the one with your legs going this way and with your legs going that way. Just about it.
Do you remember the cheerleaders that were doing any type of skit for a pep rally or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Were they in charge of helping to plan the dances or other activities?
Yeah, like I say, I think the cheerleaders, we not only tried to get everybody at the games and stuff, but we were always the ones trying to get everybody excited about a dance coming up or anything special going on in the school. Again, cheerleaders were probably, like I say, looked up to because we were voted on by the whole school assembly. So it was, probably popularity as well as our ability to cheer. And so, of course, therefore, whatever the cheerleaders did or said, or if we got everybody excited, everybody kind of wanted to follow along.
Well, you said that they had the dances after the home games on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
What was the dance like? Did you have a band or a DJ?
DJ. We usually had, they were radio DJs,
mm-hmm.
is usually what we had gotten. I don't even remember as far as what it would cost us to get into a dance, probably $1. Or what it costs for the DJ nowadays, I at that time I don't even remember that. I would say probably $50. I mean, quite cheap compared to what they are in
mm-hmm.
today, but then that's with everything. Price changes, but I can't remember the name of the station right now, but we usually got the one guy all the time. Everybody liked him, and it was pretty much a standby to get him.
Did you have big turnouts for the dances?
Yeah, I think just about everybody from the school, and most of them were open to Chesney Union kids to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I think, even though there was the two schools, if there was any social thing, it was always in open to both schools to come to them. So we usually had pretty good turnouts. I don't know how it is today. The guys usually came the last half hour to see who they could pick up to take home. But
that's about it.
Okay.
Were the uniforms that you wore, were they bought or were they homemade? Because you said that you dyed your socks.
Uh-huh. The white uniform was a brand new uniform. I do remember going out and finding that. And of course, it was something that we found right at a regular store. I don't know now, they have definite cheerleading uniforms. I'm sure you have to go through a book or something to get your new uniform. And these were just everyday clothes that we bought. And I do remember, and I was trying to think too, it seems as though we raised money to buy these uniforms because they were always handed down to everybody. They weren't our personal uniform. The only thing that we saved was the letters, because like I say, they were regular clothes we bought, the plain white sweaters that we bought, or the cream colored sweater, and then the letter was sewn on to the sweater, and that's really what made the uniform us off. And the socks, of course, were our own. Those we had to buy. But.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to pay a fee or anything like that as part of cheerleading, as dues or
no.
anything like
no.
that?
No, we never had anything. Like I say, I think, and I can't really remember, but I think we probably had a bake sale or maybe one of the dances maybe we put mm-hmm. on ourselves to raise the money to buy the uniforms to, when we did get new ones, which wasn't very often. Because I know the corduroy jumper that I had, that was worn many years, because I can remember cheerleaders who are a lot older than I am that wore that before I ever got it. So so they were handed down for a long time. I know, I think. Now, do you girls buy your own uniforms? Is the uniform yours?
No, we raise money. And we got new JV Sammy ones this year, but we had to raise the money, and then they just keep them until they wear out.
They do hand them down then to each. Do they keep them till they wear out, or it seems as though the girls are always getting new, you know, every couple of years, and I think
the last JV ones were about probably 10 years old or so.
That's quite a long time, yeah.
And then the freshmen got the old JV ones an extra freshman weight in there.
Well, they do keep them quite a while then.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably as long as, and of course they're being used a whole lot more than we used ours.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have so many different events. Is it just football and basketball that the girls actually cheer at?
Yeah.
Is there any other sport that they cheer?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other really.
Well, they have wrestling and track and baseball.
And baseball that would be team competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no cheerleaders.
No. Did you have special shoes that you wore for cheering in?
White tennis shoes. You know, they, again, everybody bought their own in. And they're coming back this last couple of years, the plain white canvas tennis shoe, you know, not like this type of shoe.
That's what we have exactly for ours.
I know that, only for the fact that when I had I have a hard time getting a good fit, and I couldn't find a shoe to fit me, and Marcy Bishop was waiting on me. And she says, well, you know what I just thought of? She says, I've got some shoes back there yet that the cheerleaders buy. She says, we don't put them out until the cheerleaders all get theirs first. She says, I might have one in your size. And that was the best fit I could find. So
yeah, they're comfortable.
I'll take it. Yeah, they are. But, you know, we just had plain white canvas, and everybody went out and bought their own. And they might not have been exactly the same, but they were simple. You know, basically they were the same. They might have been a different brand shoe. It isn't like the girls I know now. They go down and everybody gets the exact same brand, and so that they do all look the same. But there's so many to choose from, you'd almost have to do that today. Well, I, you know, when I was a cheerleader, a tennis shoe is a tennis shoe. Well, excuse me.
When you were a cheerleader, when you were cheering, like, at a game or a cup assembly, did you have to have your hair tied back in a ponytail or away from your face? Or?
Mm-mm. There was no rules on that. I don't think that we had set rules of much of any kind compared to what we have today. You know, there was no distinction as to how you should wear your hair or if you should put bows in it on this side, or, you know, we just wore our hair however.
Okay.